One of the last questions is that when you turn to go down the stream and you have a loved one in the way,
well, if you love them, you stay turned downstream. If you resent them, you turn upstream. In other words, nobody can get in the way of your stream other than the thoughts that you put there. Nobody can be in the way of your stream. But your perspective of them can cause you to turn upstream. What do you mean somebody's in the way? Somebody doesn't agree with something you want?
Oh, yes.
So somebody feels like they're in the way of what you want. And now talk about that in terms of the emotional impact. Why would someone not agreeing with you be in your way since you get to do what you want?
They want something different and have included you in their plans, or they're just not believing, or your growth pattern's different.
But you see, here's the thing that's really interesting. And as you hear this, this will make so much sense to you. So let's say there are two of you. And let's say you're a couple or you're important to one another's lives. And let's say that you want this and the other wants something that seems opposite. Let's say it's completely opposite.
Okay.
Each of you has a vibrational relationship with your individual stream. Your relationship with each other is irrelevant, really. It's your individual relationship with your own stream that matters. So here you are, two people co-creating together, and you've each got your individual gaps that you want to close. So here you are, you're thinking about what you want and why you want it, and you're looking for reasons to feel good, and so you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. So you are in complete alignment with your desire, which means one who's connected to the stream of or source is more powerful than millions who are not. So you are so tuned in, tapped in, turned on, that it doesn't matter how pervasive another person's doubt is. They are like a very small flea on the back of a very big dog. They have no impact on your experience whatsoever. You are in alignment with your desire, and all of the resources of the universe are lining up and giving it to you. And this person and their opinion is irrelevant about it. Unless, so here you are, you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, feeling pretty good. Things are beginning to unfold for you. But this one, the peanut gallery over here, is making quite a ruckus. And now you're listening to the ruckus. And now you're not in alignment with what you want, because now you're pushing against what they're saying, which means you've got their contradicted energy in your vibration because of your attention to them, and now you're not in vibrational alignment with what you want, so now you say, you're in my way. Well, they weren't in your way before you turned and made them part of your vibration. So what we're talking about here is, how can I hold myself to my vision without listening to the peanut gallery? And we say, you've got to make your vision a more dominant part of your vibration, and in time it will be. In time, you'll be so sure of what you want and who you are that someone who doesn't understand it won't annoy you. They'll just be like an interesting bystander. They won't annoy you. They don't understand what you understand, but it's not annoyance. And so it doesn't dilute your vibrational alignment between where you are and where you want to be. You see how it works?
I believe so.
What happens with most is that you worry about what that one's thinking, and that one worries about what you think, and neither one of you are in vibrational alignment with what you want. You're both blaming each other for not getting what you want. Where you're just each using each other as your excuse not to be in alignment with what you want. Write in your book, what is it that I'm thinking about you that is keeping me from being in alignment with who I really am? Oh, friends, it feels so good when you let everybody else off the hook. Can you imagine how others would feel, whether business partners, whether it's your mother, whether it's your girlfriend, no matter who it is, can you imagine how wonderful it would be to have someone say to you, my joy is my job. And I'm not going to hold you responsible for how I feel. So you can be or do or have whatever you choose, and I'm going to tend to my own alignment. I'm not going to hold you in a conditional love trap where you have to do specific things before I can feel good. I'm going to tend to my own crack between who I am and who I have become. Can you imagine how freeing? Wouldn't you love everybody in your life to say that to you? Go and be and do and have whatever you need, and I will not hold you responsible for the way I feel, because how I feel is my business. I will tend to how I feel. Well, of course you would love to have people say that to you, but you don't have the option of making them say that to you. And in the same way that while it is nice to be loved, it is ever so much more nice to be the one who loves. In exactly the same context, while it would be nice to have others say, you have the freedom to be whatever you want and I'll tend to my own alignment, it is ever so much more freeing to be able to say, I'm going to feel good no matter what. You do not need to be different for me. So now let's put that in the context of what we're talking about here. Somebody seems to be standing right in the way, you say, but they're not in the way.
No.
Because you're in charge of the way you think, and you're in charge of the thoughts that you choose, and you're in charge of your downstream momentum. And so you say to them, I know that you want it to be different, but I'm telling you that this is what is best for me, and I'm in alignment. And if we are to interact together, my alignment is the very best thing for you. So say, I know who you really are. I've seen who life has caused you to become. I know the power of you. I know that you have the capacity to love me. I know that when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, all is well. I know that you feel better when you believe in me. And I know that I feel better when I believe in me. And I refuse to see you as you are in your disconnected state, but instead I see you as you really are, as the uplifting being that you are. In time, any person would come round to that. You just cannot look at someone with absolute love in your being without them coming into alignment with the absolute love in your being. In other words, this is the way you uplift the world. You love them unconditionally. You don't love them because they're lovable. You love them because lovable them is in your vibrational escrow. You don't love who they're being right now. You love who they really are. And when you insist on seeing everyone as they really are, more of them come and be who they really are as a result of your power of influence. That's why you're doing the work that you're doing with the massage. That's who you are. And nothing is more confounding to an uplifter than to try to uplift someone that they care about and them not come. Mm. That's why it feels like they're in the way, but they're not. You're in your own way.
Words of advice or direction, real estate and massage?
Anything you want. You are an unlimited being, and there is no reason for you to hold yourself back or to limit yourself to one or two or 10 or 20 things. You have the resources of the universe. Pick things that ring your bells, give your undivided attention to the best feeling aspects of them, and watch how this abundant universe will stand on its head to yield to you things that before felt unbelievable, that now feel like the next logical step.
With that point, how do I keep from becoming spread too thin?
You can't get spread too thin in terms of subjects. The only thing that happens is you split your energy, and that's what we've been talking about here.
That's what I mean.
So, but you're splitting your energy means I want it, but I can't do it. It doesn't mean I want to do this and this and this and this and this. You can have 100 things downstream, and the universe is lining every one of them up. It's turning upstream that splits your energy.
I see.
I can do it. I want to do it is all downstream. I can't do it. I shouldn't do it is upstream, you see. The universe will show you, and you know what to do. You've heard a lot from us here today.
Yes.